on the town.
都市猎影。
From BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听都市猎影节目，我是王飞。
And I'm Rob Carter. Now, hold on a minute, Wang Fei. That piece of music is so familiar. What is it? I can't quite remember.
I'll give you a clue.
A history of the world in 100 objects.
Oh, yes! A history of the world in 100 objects. A very popular radio programme on BBC Radio 4. But are you stealing its music, Wang Fei?
Oh, no, I'm not stealing its music. I just want to introduce this programme to our listeners.
今天我们就来说一说一档英国人喜爱听的广播节目 BBC Radio 4的 A History of the World in 100 Objects。 它通过100件大英博物馆的展品来讲述世界的历史，并且由大英博物馆的馆长 Neil McGregor 来亲自讲述。
It's innovative, isn't it?
确实很有创意。
Very innovative.
Yes, definitely.Let's hear from Neil McGregor and find out how he will tell the stories and what objects they will choose.
In these programmes, I'm travelling back in time and across the globe to see how we humans over 2 million years have shaped our world and been shaped by it. And I'm going to tell this story exclusively through the things that humans have made.I've chosen just 100 objects from different points on our journey, from a cooking pot to a golden galleon, from a Stone Age tool to a credit card. And in each programme, I'm going to be talking about one object from the British Museum's collection.
Neil said he's going to tell these stories exclusively through things that humans have made.
Exclusively, 全部的,专门的。他的故事全部都是通过人类制造的东西来讲述的。
From a cooking pot to a golden galleon, from a Stone Age tool to a credit card.
从一个 cooking pot, 做饭用的陶罐,到一个 golden galleon, 金子做的帆船模型,从一个 Stone Age tool, 石器时代的工具,到 credit card, 信用卡真是无所不包。
But...The most difficult thing might be which objects to actually choose, especially for the last object, the 100th object, which will be a symbol of 21st century life.
对,第一百件物品是代表二十一世纪的。那大英博物馆会选择哪件物品来代表二十一世纪人类进步的历史呢?
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
Wang Fei,The British Museum shortlisted 5 objects chosen from a survey of the public.
So what are they then?
Okay, well, the first one is a Chelsea football shirt.
第一件是切尔西足球队的队服。
Then there's a mobile phone.
手机。
A solar-powered lamp.
太阳能灯。
An Antarctic suit.
南极服装。
And a mortar and pestle.
做饭用的石杵和石臼。
Now, which one would you choose, Wang Fei?
I think I would probably choose the mobile phone.
Oh, good choice. Well, Neil McGregor unveiled the 100th object last week. Let's listen to a BBC journalist interviewing him and see if you can hear why he chooses it.
And, now.
It is the solar, powered lamp with charger. So,
but...Complicating it, there's a mobile phone in there too.
There's a mobile phone beside it because in a way we wanted to cheat. We wanted, you'll not be surprised. And we wanted to have the solar power for the lamp, which we'll talk about in a moment, but also the charger that gives mobile phones to the world. And what the solar power does is give a whole range of people power over their lives in a way that the tool gave us all power over our lives.2 million years ago.
So the answer is...
A solar-powered lamp with charger. 太阳能灯和充电器。
Now, many people might have chosen the mobile phone, which is very important. But without power, it can't work.
Yes, so the charger can charge the lamp and the mobile phone with solar energy.
And more importantly, solar energy is clean and sustainable. Our ancestors used tools to get extra power, and now, in the 21st century, humans are still trying to use natural solar energy to get power around the world. It's a very good choice, isn't it?
是的。我们的祖先学会使用工具，从而找到了生活的力量。在21世纪，人类还在努力地把清洁的太阳能作为生活的一种工具。所以，从这个程度上来讲，大英博物馆选择了 solar-powered lamp 作为第一百件物品，代表21世纪的人类发展。
Yes, I hope you liked the program, A History of the World in 100 Objects that I recommended, and you've enjoyed our program.And there are a lot more On The Town programs to enjoy on our website. You can find it at www.bbcukchina.com. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.